Mifkaleim, that's the whole mincha. Even the shirayim, it's chalon, it's a pigal on it. If so, hokov here by one carbon, the chashabu bezricha gufa, that over here you had in mind to eat the right yerek tomorrow, you had in mind to eat from the boss itself tomorrow, le koshechen. Isn't it for sure that according to Rabbi Yossi, it should be chal pigal upon the whole basar, even the left yerek also? So again, it's another kasha against Rav Huna. So now Taka says, Ela, therefore, rather, Ela Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says like this, Hainu time at Rabbi Yossi. You know what the reason of Rabbi Yossi is? That Taki says, if you mechashiv on the right thigh, that the left thigh also becomes pigul. Hainu time at Rabbi Yossi. Ha-kosavosam gufechon, v'ya-kosavosam shnei gufam. Now there's Enachnami, by the Zevach, it's like we're saying, when you mechashiv on the right side of the Zevach, pshit, even the left side of the Zevach also becomes pigul. If so, what's that of Shan Reb Yossi over here by the Shnei Halechem? That he says that B'shas the Kemitza, Yoni Mechashiv to eat one lechem tomorrow, only that one lechem becomes Tigul, and not the second one. Why not? And then the question was another brace that says that if you have in mind to eat from a Kezayis from both of them, as the Chasik Kezayis from this one, the Chasik Kezayis from that one, your Machshav is Mitzarfit. So what's that of Shan Reb Yossi? So the answer is like this. Hainu time at Reb Yossi, that Hakosav Osam Gufechon, the Torah calls the Shtei Halechem, the two Lechems, like one Guf, like one Lechem. But the Hakosav Osam Shtei Gufim, the Torah also calls it like two separate Gufim. So, what's the Pshat? So, it's like this. Gufechon, what do we consider the Shtei Halechem like one Guf? To Ma'akvi Adadi, that you have to have both of them. If you only have one Lechem, it's no good. You have to have both lechems here. It has to become, both of them become muta. That's why it's called like one goof. And Rashi says, Yein zug shere blezu. Still the Pesach says, Shtehem shnei esreinim. Timashma shtayim v'layachash. You need both of them and not one. So that's why the Torah calls it like one. They're both lekuve. But shnei goofin, what do you mean the Torah also calls it like two separate lechems? The Amarachmana, you have to do each one separately. You can't do them together. Rashi says, "V'yasa kastav atzmoi osan shnei gufim mirasiv shtayim t'mashum adachol achas lishto v'erichos b'fnei atzmo." Each lechem has to be made separately by itself. Hilchach, therefore, the svaros are like this: Arvinu, if you have in mind tida kazayis from both of them, misarvin. You could make it like one lechem, and therefore it becomes pigul both of them. Why the akosav osam gufechot? Because the Torah calls like the shtei lechem like one guf. But talginu, let's say you do it separately, meaning you only have in mind to eat from one lechem tomorrow. You do not think about eating from the second lechem tomorrow. Then miflagi, they're like separated, and therefore only that one becomes pigul according to Rav Yossi, and not the other one. The akosav osam shtei gufim. Because the Pasuk, the Torah also calls it Shtei Chalas. It calls it two separate Chalas. So therefore, Seshtayim Shnei Asreinim. So therefore, that's Tram Reb Yossi. That by the Shtei Alechem, the Emerson, the two Gufim, but the Torah also considers it like one. So you have a Machshav with two Ma'ar of them together. It's like one Lechem, it's chopping on the whole thing. But if you only have in mind to eat from one Lechem tomorrow, Senechnani, then only that one Lechem becomes Pigul, and not the other one. Because they are two separate gufim. Now, Shenken, by one carbon, where all the meat comes from the same animal, there, Rabbi Yossi Abada holds, when you mechashav tidik zayis from the right side of it, automatically, the whole thing becomes pigul. Now, boy, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon is a shout like this. Boy, Rabbi Yechonon, pigul belach me toida mahu. What's going to be the lach if you have pigul, mashavas pigul, by the lach me toida? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, and we know the lach meitoida comes from four different minim. So let's say you're mefagel, you have in mind b'shasta shchita of the toida, eat one type of lechem tomorrow. Me, according to Yossi, the all the lechem becomes tigul or not, or only the one that you thought, that's the shayla. That tigul b'lach meitoida mao, or else the minchas mafe. You have a minchas mafe, a minchas jibait. So Rashi says, sheyesh bo shnei minim. There are two different types of lechem that's brought in this mincha. There are hei chalas, hei rikikim, and five flat ones like matzis are brought. So again, if you mechashev teet the chalas tomorrow, does the rekikim also become pig or not? So Mara says, Toni lei rav tachlifa m'marova, that rav tachlifa learned this over from Eretz Yisrael, and v'chein atuayma, and he said like this, that v'chein atuayma b'lach me'tayda, the same halach applies according to Rav Yosi b'lach me'tayda, and v'chein atuayma b'minchas matha. So we have in mind heat from only one type tomorrow, so only that one type becomes pigul, and not the second type. The other side, the other type, does not become pigul. Rashi the Hachinami Polig, Rabbi Yosi argues here also, not only by the Shtehalachim, by the Minchas Mafe, and by the Lach Meitayd also, even though it's all coming for one purpose, still Rabbi Yosi agrees that's like Shnei Minim, Rabbi Mechash of Teet 1, only that one's pigul, not the other one. Tan Rabban, come with another price like this, that Bishas Shchita, let's say Bishas, you're making the Shchita, is going on a stam korban, a regular korban. Chi shev lechol chatzi zayis. He had a mind to eat a chatzi zayis of the meat tomorrow. So far it's not chal pigul, you only had a mind to eat a chatzi zayis. But then of Bishas Zrika, Bishas, you did the next davoida later of Zrika. Chi shev lechol chatzi zayis, he had a second time in mind to eat another chatzi zayis tomorrow. The lech was pigul, stak a chal pigul here. Mifnei she shchita Uzrikim starfin, because both the shchita and the zrik is mitzarf, it makes it into a machshava that now the mice you had a mind to eat the kazayas of the meat tomorrow, therefore taket chal pigel. That's what this brisa says. And he could be army something like this: the shchita zrika the tavayu matirinin only here because she had the machshava half b'shas the shchita and half b'shas the zrika, and both of them are considered avoidus of matirim. The shchita b'chlal is matav yachila of the chulin shaboy, and the zrik is matav yachila of the kotchim shaboy. So only these two could be starif. But kabbalah v'alochaloi, let's say you had in mind b'shas kabbalah to the chatzik azayis, and then you had in mind to b'shas halochom, after you mekabel the dam to carry the dam towards the mizbeach, you had in mind then to another chatzik azayis, could be loy, then it's not mistarif. These two avoiders don't have to do one with the other. And v'ikad yami some say no, it's for like this. Hanech the Merachim Madich by Shchit and Zrika, that the man is up the furthest away. Shchit is the first and Zrika is the last. If those two are mitzaref, then the Svari is Vekoshchen Hanech the Mekarfin. For sure he could put together a Machshava B'Shas Kabbalah and a Machshava B'Shas Halacha, since they're close together. So kids, that's what says in the Brice, all different Svaris. Now the Gemara says, Amy, it's not true. V'atoni Levi learned, Abar Avoidus, Ein starf from the pigle, that the four avoidas that are done in the korbin, you cannot be mistarf them together to make pigle. If you had a mind b'shas shchita tida chatzi gezayis tomorrow, and b'shas zrika chatzi gezayis tomorrow, does not help. It's not mistarf. Shchita zrika kabbalah v'alocha, that all four is not mistarf. So go to kasha on the brisa before. Some are over other answers. Lekash is no spira. I'll tell you, horebi horabbanon. One goes according to red, one goes according to rabbanon. The Tanya learned like this: Hashreched es hakevis. Yeshechted one of the kvosim by the shnei kvosim of Shavuos lechol chatzi zayis mechalazu v'chein chavero yeshechted the second keves lechol chatzi zayis mechalazu. So Rebbe Yom Rebbe says oimrani shezeh kosher, that the machshav is not mitzarif. So who is he according to Rebbe? You can't be mitzarif to machshavis on the since of two separate avodis. Omulay Abayis said back, no. Hey, Madishamad Len the Rebbe, when do we hear a Rebbe Svara that he can't be mitzvah after two shchitas together over there? Chatzi mate v'chatzi achila. Because over there you had in mind b'shas one shchita, which is only a chatzi mate of the shtei lechem, and you only had in mind to eat a chatzi achila. So that's why he can't be mitzvah after two. But kulei mate v'chatzi achila mishamad lei. But now in case over here b'shas shchita, shchita is a complete mate. Shchita is mate the boss of achila asuchas kulin. And Zrika is a whole matir by itself. So maybe over here, since she had a mind, Bishas a whole matir, to make an achila, maybe here you would even start after two maisim. So you have no proof to go according to Rebbe? Oh, male rovo, ba rav chonon, li abayo, so rav chonon said back to abayo, vi yisle le Rebbe. If Rebbe holds, that kuloi matir, v'chatzi achila, the taka does become possible. If you tell me according to Rebbe, if you have the machshava b'shas ha-shchita, the whole matir, even though it's a chatzi achila, it is mitzarif with the zrika. If so, then the svar should have been over here, ligzor, Rebbe should have said in the Rabbanan and Xerva that the Mincha is Pasol, Chatzi Mate V'Chatzi Achila, Oto Kule Mate V'Chatzi Achila. And that would have been true, according to Rebbe, that by the whole Mater and Chatzi Achila, Saka Pasol, this Mestarif, even though you only had the Machshava B'Shatz Chatzi Matir, here by the Shnei Kvosim, Midirabon, there should have been a Gzera to say that's possible. And since there's no Gzera, that's the Raya Rebbe holds that it's kosher, even by the whole Matir. What's the question? The Rebbe Yoisi, according to Rebbe Yoisi, Gozar. For Rabbon and Gazrinan, according to Rabbon, also is a Gzera. So who I didn't, it should have been a Gzera, according to Rebbe also. Now, where's the proof? Rebbe Yoisi, Gozar, Rebbe Yoisi made the Gzera, that's none. But learn like this. That lahakdir levoinosa lemochor, if you have a mind just to burn levoina tomorrow, shabiyasiyem apostle vayim bekoros, that's what says the Mishnah before. That if bishas, you're doing the kmitza, you have in mind to burn levoina tomorrow, so according to Shabiyasi, it's only possible, there's no chiyav koros. Why is there no chiyav koros? Because you're not being mechashev bishas one matir, teeth from that matir, you're being mechashev to do something in the other matir. So midiraisa, it's not chal psul at all. But mashram midrabbana, though we made xera. So that's the pshat where Rabbi Yossi says it's possible. The chom and the chom say no pig of field mal of chorus. But according to Rabbi Yossi, see with Rabbanin, we make a gzera. And the same thing for Rabbanin Nami, according to Rabbanin also gazri. I'll also bring your proof there's a gzera according to the Rabbanin Shita. The Tznan, we'll learn the Mishnah later that says, pigul b'kaimitz for label of oino. Yes, if you had a machshev as pigul b'shashu during the kemitza, one matir, but you do not have a machshavas pigol, b'shash you were doing the levoino. Rest the opposite way, the levoino. B'shash you were burning the levoino, you have in mind to have a machshavas pigol to eat from the shrine tomorrow, but you do not have this in mind, b'shash the kmitz of lebe kmitz. So Rabbi Meir Yavoy met pigol b'chav malav koros. Rabbi Meir says, yes, that's the shito, mefaglin b'chati matir, it's chal nis the pigol. The chom and the chom say no, ain't by koros, there's no yistim in the raisa. At shifaga b'chol ha-matir, there's no chiyav koros. But mashim with Rabbanan, though it is also, we make a gzera one matir, auto shnei matirim. So what then according to Rebbe, we should have made a gzera also, on two half of the matirim, auto one matir. Samara says no, o malay, ho chiyast, what do I have to do with the other? Pishle mahosam gozer Reb Yosi, kaimitz de levoino, auto kaimitz de mincha. In other words, even though you only have a mind b'shas to kemitza, to make pigul to do the levoina tomorrow, but still he makes the gzera auto if he shas kemitza, you'll be mechashev to eat from the mincha itself, or you'll be mechashev to burn the kemitza tomorrow. If he shas you're doing the avoidus of the kemitza, you have a mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, there will be a degree that it's chal pigul. So if even though you only have the mind b'shas kemitza on the levoina, but the rabbonin it's also. So that's a good gzera. And the same thing, rabbonin and gazri, kaimates, Otto kaimitz de minchas choita. That Rabbanan make a gzera on a regular mincha, even though there are two matirim, they make the gzera that the kmitz alone makes a pigol, because kaimitz is otto kaimitz de minchas choita. There's a gzera on a minchas choita, there's only the kmitz, there's no lavoina. Same thing with lavoina, when you mark the lavoina by itself, otto lavoina, bob bezichim. But by lechem upon him, there's only bezichim, there's no kaimitz altogether. Who din kvosim nami, keves ato keves chaveroi, and bizach ato bizach chaveroi. So the plies is understandable why they make gzeres. Helach bavir, according to Rebbe, mi kechatzimata v'chatzim achila b'yalmo, to lekem ligzor, there's no other case that you have a chatzimata and a chatzim achila. And the Gemara says, therefore, how can I understand this is for also? The time of the Rabbonim is shemochiyu, the Rabbonim only makes gzeres because it's shriach. The Tony Sefer says in the Sefer, the Moedin Chomer Rabbi Meir, the minchas chot and minchas kenoyis, that shimpigul b'koymitz shepigul v'chayav malav koros. Why it says she'akoymitz hu amatir? That's still a matir. So the question is, along with the mystic club, we have to say what shita? That's the only matir. Miyka matachrin is nothing else. El lav v'kamashlon. The time of the koymitz mishum diko koymitz the minchas chayte the domilei. Why do Rabbanan make gzera by regular mincha the kmitz lon is possible? Because there is a mincha that you only have a kmitz on minchas chayte. So that's why they make gzera. Only on something that's shchiach. Mashenken Rabbi Yosi before, it's not shchiach in the other case, and Rebbe, therefore they don't make any gzera. Here we're holding daf Yud Dalar of a Beis, by the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nitmas Achas Min HaChalis. Let's say by the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, that you have two chalis, let's say one of them becomes Tomei.
or else Oy Echod Min HaSdorim. On any Shabbos, when you have the lechem upon him on Shabbos, the two Sdorim, two rows of six and six lechems. So let's say one row, six of them became Tomei. So what do we do now? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Shneihem Yotzel Beis HaSreifa. You have to burn all the lechem by Shruas, both of them you have to burn. And on Shabbos you have to burn all twelve lechems, even though only half of them became Tomei. But Rabbi Yehuda's svar is, Shein Korbin Tziba Cholak. So you can't divide up a Korbin Tziba. The Shtei HaLechem or the lechem upon him is considered a Mincha Tziba. And if you can't call up, you can't divide it up, since half is puzzle, those things become puzzle. Therefore, you have to burn all the lechem. However, the chom, I mean, the chom say no, ha'atam may be tomosoi, but the ha'atoya yoichal, the half that's tomei, true, that you have to burn, but the other half that's tor, that's the remains tor, and therefore the din is yoichal, you'll out eat it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Elazar, Elazar says, Machlokes lefnei zrikom. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is if the lechem became tomei before you made the zrikas adam by the shnei kvosim, by the lechem up, by the shtei lechem of Shavuos. Avol yachas zrika. But let's say the lechem, one of the lechems of the shtei lechem of Shavuos first became tomei after you already made the zrikas adam of the shnei kvosim. So already the zrika was not the lechem biachilo. Then divrei hakol atomei betumasa v'ator yechol. Then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that since it was already chal ahead to teach both the shtei lechem, and then after the zrika one of them became tomei, so pshit only that one is tomei and the other one is yechol. But ulefnei zrika b'may pligi. Let's see now. So what's the machlokes? Why did they argue lefnei zrika? If one lechem became tomei before you made the zrika sadam, like what's trying to chachom in them? Why does the zrika help? Some Rapapa Papa says, "Betzitz meratze al achilas kumiflagi." Here the shaila is: does the tzitz meratze, the fact that Kohen Gadol has a tzitz, the shaila, he has to be wearing it now, or even not wearing it? The kohen of the beggar of the tzitz we know is meratze on tumah. So that's say you have dam that became tumah. So but the yevud, if you make a zrika, we know but the yevud the zrika is kosher. The zrika is matter the korban, since we know the tzitz is meratze on tumah. But maybe that's only on dam that's oil on the mizbeach. Here the shailah is the zrika sadam mater the lechem that became tomei. The lechem is achilas. So the shailah is something they're supposed to eat. And here one of the lechems became tomei before the zrika sadam. So the shailah is now is the zrika sadam of the keves like mater because of the tzitz the achil of that lechem. See, even though avada lemais you can't eat that lechem because it has a hilchos tumor on it. The zrika would have been matter with bachila, and therefore you're allowed to eat the other lechem. That's the svar in the chachamim. So what the Gemara says now, top of the tzav, 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 tzav